Good morning. The latest wave of low pressure passed through interior New York and New England overnight with a round of steady rain, even some bursts of heavier rain with a couple of rumbles of thunder and wind gusts exceeding 20 to 30 miles per hour as the energy punched through the region. Now we're left with a drying trend and only a few spotty showers to carry us through the early morning period. We also have areas of fog, but temperatures are relatively mild and most everyone starting in the lower to mid 40s, even some upper 40s across parts of the region. Temperatures will only climb a few degrees and toward the upper 40s and lower 50s as we head into the afternoon hours. This is because a northwest breeze will kick in behind the departing storm to sort of negate any milder air that moved in. In fact, the clouds may break up a bit with this drier air and the northwest wind flow and yield a little bit of sunshine. This is most likely to occur in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and across into southern New England. In these locations, temperatures could reach into the mid-50s. Overall, though, the circulation in the mid-levels of the atmosphere associated with this storm will still be nearby over the next few days, keeping the weather a touch unsettled. So for tonight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a few passing rain or snow showers in the mountains, and temperatures will dip back into the lower to mid-30s. More clouds than sun tomorrow, with another spoke of energy rotating through, a few scattered showers, perhaps some snow showers in the mountains, with high temperatures a bit cooler and in the mid-40s. Lower 40s with mostly cloudy skies on Saturday. Still the risk of a passing rain or snow shower to open up the weekend, but we should dry out for Sunday with more sunshine mixed with a few clouds and high temperatures staying in the lower 40s. A disturbance heading our way for the early part of next week could bring some light rain or snow our way on Monday morning. However, the rest of the day and into the middle of next week should be dry with temperatures staying in the 40s for afternoon highs. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are in effect for the northern half of Maine as the storm lifting through our region is generating snow for northernmost New England. The snow may mix with sleet and some freezing drizzle at times in central Maine, where accumulations will be in the 4 to 8 inch range. Farther north, where all snow is expected, 9 to 14 inches of snow will fall. Wind will also be an issue, gusting at times up to 30 miles per hour. Meanwhile, winter weather advisories have been issued for the Bitterroot Mountains and the Rocky Mountain front of Montana, where as much as 6 inches of snow could fall today as an upper-level disturbance passes through. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and moderate snow, blowing snow and fog, 25 degrees with the wind out of the southeast at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 13 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 48 degrees, the dew point 44, 86% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.52 inches and is now rising rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Leesburg, Orlando, Marathon, and Stewart, all in Florida, to a low of 19 below zero at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, breezy, lower 50s. Boston increasing sun and breezy in the mid-50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 52 degrees, the low 43. The average temperature, 48, that's 14 degrees above normal. 23 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday for the month, 3.10 inches, so we finished November 19 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 31.63 inches for the year, that's 4.79 inches of precipitation below normal. 6 tenths of an inch of snow for the month of November in Albany. That's 2.2 inches of snow below normal. And 2.3 inches for the season, which leaves us at 8 tenths of an inch below normal to this point in the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees. The average low, 27. The record high, 67, set in 1934. And the record low, 5 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 7.06 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4.22 p.m., 9 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with passing showers today, highs in the upper 40s. mostly cloudy and breezy, with a few rain and snow showers tonight. Also areas of fog, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few passing showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with passing showers today and highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain and snow showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few passing showers today, highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few passing showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers tonight, some fog as well with lows in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow and Saturday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few passing rain and snow showers, lower to mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds drive a cooler Sunday around 40. Some light rain or snow Monday morning, then mostly cloudy, lower 40s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Tuesday in the lower 40s and a chance of snow or rain Wednesday with highs staying in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.